YouTube is hands down one of the greatest resources for cooking information, entertainment, and learning. I'm going to talk about my favorites. So as some of you might know, I started cooking almost entirely from the internet. It really is such an amazing resource for cooking information. You know, just a couple of clicks and presses and you can find recipes for almost any type of dish. However, the internet's wide reach and accessibility also means that there is a lot of not so great information about cooking on the internet. And I've encountered this a lot with recipes that seem great, hundreds of 4 to 5 star reviews, and then you try it and it just seems meh, right? You finish cooking the dish and you're just looking back and forth between your dish and the photo and you just go, they look nothing alike. Well, my friends, fear not, because I have done the research. I've combed through large swaths of recipes all over the internet and I have failed through many mediocre recipes so that you don't have to. I'm going to present what is, in my opinion, the best cooking resources on YouTube for cooking. Now, whatever I say here is entirely my opinion. None of these are sponsored, but it's really based on my anecdotal experience in using recipes and techniques from these YouTube channels. They're not really arranged in any particular order, and I've tried my best to choose channels that accommodate a large range of cooking styles, cuisines, and slants, so that you really get a holistic set of resources to maybe start cooking on your own. So let's get started, shall we? Starting us off at number one, we have Food Wishes. If you've ever Googled or gone onto YouTube to search for a food recipe for a Western dish, there is a 90% chance that one of the first results you saw was from this man, Chef John. Truly one of the OGs of the internet cooking scene, this man has been creating videos since, I have no idea when, like virtually since YouTube's infancy basically. This man has videos from 14, 15 years ago in this boxy 240p resolution, and he has, I believe, more than 1,500 recipes on his YouTube channel. But as all of you know, it's not really about the quantity, although you have to give it to him, the catalogue he has is incredibly impressive. More importantly, however, is the quality. And I have to say, I've probably made about 10 to 15 dishes from his channel, and all of them have been at least consistently decent. Most home cooks online agree and feel like you can't really go wrong with any of his recipes. That is really a humbling sentiment when you remember that he has, you know, almost 1,500 recipes. So who is going to benefit most from Food Wishes recipes? Well, I think it's a great starting point for many beginner chefs because he really takes out the intimidating aspect of cooking with things like his bubbly personality, his encouragement for home cooks to experiment and not be afraid of making mistakes. It's really a wholesome food YouTube channel and one that I seriously recommend for anyone who is starting to cook. The second channel that I'm going to recommend you guys to check out is Alex French Guy Cooking. I first chanced upon him when he was creating content for Jamie Oliver's YouTube channel. But I think he has really found his own niche in his own YouTube channel now. If I had to use a phrase to describe Alex French Guy Cooking, it would be crazy engineer chef. Alex's channel consists mainly of series-based content on particular topics. So his channel is not so much recipes, but instead you're really watching a man dedicated to creating perfection in anything that he does. And you get to see the lengths that he goes to in order to do that. And it's really stunning to watch. One of my favorites in his series is the one that he did on pizza, when he realized that his oven wasn't physically capable of going to the temperatures that he required. Pizza ovens obviously run really hot and way hotter than any of our home ovens can go. So a regular human would have just been like, okay, let's settle for this average homemade pizza. Or maybe they might say, okay, let's go to a pizza restaurant or something. But nope, not this guy. This guy decides to MacGyver his oven to run at insane temperatures, ignoring all safety and fire hazards in order to chase the elusive restaurant quality pizza. So who is his target audience, really? Well, obviously, please do not follow his antics and start drilling open your oven and rewiring stuff, please. I will say that other than entertainment, Alex's content is really inspiring to me to see the drive that he has to chase perfection and the highest authenticity he can achieve. So if you're someone already with a passion for food and maybe have a little bit of an engineering background or interest, you would definitely enjoy watching Alex French Guy Cooking because he hits all those marks. We're going to go on to channel number 3, but before that, a short break. Okay, so at number 3, we have J. Kenji Lopez-Alt, probably one of the most revered and influential people in the food industry today. Kenji ticks the boxes for many, many cooks. Firstly, he's a professional chef who works in a professional kitchen, whilst also managing his online food publication, Serious Eats. Many of our food resources online come from either cooking celebrities, you know, with little or no professional experience, Jamie Oliver, or home amateur chefs like you and me. So Kenji brings that pro side of cooking to the mix, and he really accentuates that in his content. One of his famous video formats is where he wears a GoPro camera on his head and cooks one of his recipes from Serious Eats or the New York Times in real life. You really can see the smooth workflow of a professional chef, how he keeps everything organized, how he cleans as he goes. It really is quite mesmerizing. And on top of that, he really is a strong advocate for using science to enhance cooking. You won't see much of that in his YouTube channel, but if you have a chance, you can read his articles on Serious Eats, and each of his recipes really dives into the scientific side of why food behaves the way it does. So Kenji's target audience is really clear: food science geeks, or those of us who approach cooking with that modernist mindset. Kenji is the type of person who will add soy sauce into his bolognese sauce and cornstarch into his scrambled eggs, so definitely not one for the purists. Our fourth YouTube channel is going to be one of the biggest Chinese food YouTube channels on YouTube, and that is Chinese Cooking Demystified. Now, I actually discovered this channel completely by chance and actually from Reddit. What they would do is that they would create a recipe post on subreddit rcooking and they would link it to their YouTube videos. So the people behind this channel is this husband and wife duo who live in Guangzhou in China. And a majority of the internet's cooking resources revolves around cuisines in the Western world. Yes, of course, there are definitely resources out there for cooking Chinese cuisine, for example, but as someone who isn't that fantastic in the Chinese language, it can be quite difficult to find them. What is great about Steph and Chris is that, despite living in China, they are bilingual. This has resulted in them putting out fantastic videos on their YouTube channel with the theory and techniques behind various regions of Chinese food, all in, you know, the English language. So the target audience of Chinese Cooking Demystified is pretty clear: people who want to cook Chinese food in an accessible, English-speaking way. And it can be hard to understand and food concepts in Chinese. And it is awesome that Steph and Chris put in, you know, all this hard work to research from various sources and put them together into these very comprehensive video guides on different topics of Chinese cooking. Last but definitely not least, we have YouTube channel number 5, and it's Binging with Babish, or otherwise now known by its new channel name, Babish Culinary Universe. Andrew Rea, which is the handsome bearded man behind this channel with a low manly voice, has overseen one of the fastest, most exponential growths in any YouTube channel we've really seen. So initially, the entire channel revolved around a single series which was known as Binging with Babish, where he would recreate dishes from famous movies and TV shows, and sometimes they would turn out really tasty looking and other times they would be quite ridiculous. But it was really his smooth personality that helped carry the series and built his following. After the success of that, he also started a basic cooking series, which was called Basics with Babish, which was also a huge hit. And what was cool was that he covered broad areas of cooking like pasta, salad, sous vide, etc. So it wasn't really recipes, but sort of a cooking education for new home cooks. However, probably one of his greatest strategic moves for his channel was partnering with food personality Solar L. Whaley. For those of us who don't know, Solar was an assistant food editor on Bon Appetit before she left over alleged racial discrimination. And on the internet was a huge outpouring of support for Solar. And the internet felt that she had been victimized for her race. I do not watch Bon Appetit anymore for obvious reasons. But as a previously long-time viewer of the channel, I personally believe that Solar has always been one of the most talented chefs that they had in their team. And I've always felt that she did not get the attention she deserved, and I think most people echo this sentiment. So this really brings me back to Binging with Babish, where in September of 2020, the channel announced a new series with Solar, and it instantly went viral. It's a fantastic series in its own right, and you really do get to see her experienced palette and her skills at work. Highly recommended. But Andrew Rea really capitalized on a great opportunity to bring on someone with a large amount of experience onto the channel. And this made him rename his channel to Babish Culinary Universe, and that's where they are now. So this channel really has two target audiences. Initially, with the Binging series, it really was for movie geeks such as myself, and I was really drawn to this idea of recreating food from movies and shows that I've seen. But with the expansion to the Basic series and now this collaboration with Solar, I do see this channel as a valuable resource for both inexperienced and experienced cooks. The former being able to use the Basic series to learn more about cooking, while the latter can dive into the mind of an established professional chef. So yeah, that concludes my list of the top 5 YouTube channels, at least in my humble opinion. There are of course numerous channels that I've considered that just fall short from being on this list, and there is simply too many high quality YouTube channels out there. You'd have to come and grab a coffee with me if you wanted to know the full list of channels that I did consider for this. That's really all that I have for you guys today. If you guys enjoyed the podcast, it would help me out a lot if you shared it on social media. Do follow the podcast on Instagram at LNM_podcast to stay updated on any new episodes. And the full catalogue of episodes can be found wherever you get your podcasts. This has been Late Night Munchies. Thanks for listening.